It's episode 247, and we've got plugins for site caching, resetting your database, Infusionsoft integration, training course creation, contact forms, and a great new drag and drop pricing table plugin. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great south coast of British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And on the first day of spring, I am on the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California. I'm Marcus Couch.
Excellent, and I love the first day of spring. I just finished myself an 11K run in preparation for my marathon race coming up in May.
And we can still donate to that race that you've got coming up, right?
Absolutely, man. Anyone who'd like to donate and help support wounded warriors or veterans suffering from PTSD, go to thefityou.ca/donate, where you can help out with the vets here in Canada.
Awesome. That's a great cause. I'm going to donate to that myself.
Well, I'm starting to raise some money for it. I'm really quite excited. People have started donating, and I'm looking forward to it, and this will be my one and only marathon race.
Yeah, that's it, huh? Just one.
They're too much trouble, man. It's like all the time involved in prep for a marathon. It eats into everything. So, anyway,
imagine.
We've got the great show for you. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over in the iTunes store leaving us a review. Or if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or head over to their website and leave us a review.
Yes. And we do need your help in iTunes as far as helping us with the charts and the rankings there. There's a lot of new WordPress podcasts that are coming about. And actually, I think, John, we should probably get some of those new guys on the show to talk about some plugins. That would be great. But we do appreciate your review. And to show our appreciation, if you leave your website link in your review, we will not only read it on the show with, along with your review, but we'll put it in the show notes. So you'll get a nice link. And we got a pretty good authoritative website. So that link's definitely going to give you some Google juice. Also remember, Stitcher, we do appreciate the thumbs up. And also on the website, you can, as John mentioned, leave us a comment or a review. I consume Stitcher a lot with the desktop model, so I do see every single comment that everybody leaves us, and we will also put those in the show as well. We greatly appreciate your support there. And also remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And don't forget, man, if you're paying attention to Twitter, putting out all kinds of great stuff there, links to useful information. So check it out.
Yeah, shoot us a retweet. We love to grow our audience and our followers in that account as well.
All right, and don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix it when it's broke or helping them save some money when they're going to build out their website. You can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or go direct and book an appointment with me at wppro.ca/bookjohn.
Excellent. And I'm going to talk about my newly created program. Actually, I'm still editing everything out, but it's called Membership Coach. It is at membershipcoach.com. And John, you know, in my day gig, all of my clients are actually membership sites. They all run membership sites, whether that be large associations or motivational speakers or things like that. Within the whole, I guess you could say, every account that I manage, both in Infusionsoft and otherwise, there's almost 2 million people in terms of the membership corral. So I've got a lot of experience with everything, including starting a membership site, some of the caveats that you might not think of, some of the really minute detail things, like how do you do a mastermind call and not have everybody freak out about the call-in number, or how do you get them only online, or how do you do video calling, or how do you do any of those things that tie directly into your membership site, and how do you track that? It's a tough equation, but yeah, it could lead to a lot of money either gained or lost just based solely on that one little decision. So that's why I put this program together. So head on over to membershipcoach.com, sign up to the pre-launch list, and I will give you complimentary access to the membership site fundamentals course as soon as that's released. Also, remember to follow that site at Membership Coach on Twitter, at Membership Coach.
Absolutely. It's a great deal for folks. All right. And we're going to be talking a bit about some changes that have been coming in the WP Plugins A to Z website and show. And one of them is we've started asking for donations from our listeners out there, all you great listeners out there. And we've set up a donation page. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be acknowledging those donors on a show-by-show basis. And anyone who donates over $50, if you send us a note, we'll read it out, give you some publicity, everything else. Anyone who donates less than $50, we'll just leave them as anonymous donations. So that's what's going to happen. But our first couple of donors to the show, which has occurred to us over the last couple of weeks, we want to talk them out to them. Mm-hmm. Let them know how much we appreciate it and how much we appreciate you, our listeners, for donating to the show. So our first couple of donors, Manny, hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate your donation. And Henry, we really appreciate your donation also. So thank you very much. And anyone else, if you'd like to donate to the show, you can head over to wppluginsa2z.com and /donate. Is the donation page, or right on the sidebar, there's a quick button for donating $10, $50, or set your own donation level. Just head on over to the website and donate. We'd greatly appreciate it.
That's right. So over $50, we'll mention you on the show. And John, we haven't discussed this yet, so let's do it on the show. I guess if somebody leaves their company and they give us over $50, we can say, John Doe from XYZ Incorporated, right? We can say stuff like that.
Absolutely, man. It's our show. We can do whatever
sure,
we want.
Sure. So that's a good quick plug for you. If you want to get a plug on this show, we'd be happy to do that. So make sure you head on over to our website, wppluginsa2z.com, and click on that donate button.
And don't forget, if you're a company that's promoting a product also that is related to the WordPress arena, we do have advertising opportunities available on the website and in the show. You can go to wppluginsa2z.com/advertise and check out the advertising page where we've got it all outlined, what we offer for in show and on website. So,
all right,
check it all out, folks. That's what we're offering up now. All right. We've got some listener feedback this week, and we'll go ahead with that. Now, this is about a plugin we had reviewed a couple episodes back. It was the plugin for managing domains, and it came from Joey, and he'd responded back because we'd called out the plugin for having affiliate links and other miscellaneous things in there. And I emailed back and forth with him a couple of times. He's a really nice guy, and he came across as he really didn't realize what he'd done. He'd put it out there and he didn't give thought to that he should announce that they were affiliate links in there. And he put a lot of time into the plugin, and I really appreciate that. And he wanted to share it with the world and thought it was very interesting. Now, I've got the email up from him as we talked about it. It'll be in the show notes for people to review. And I told him it was going to be up in the show notes. So check out the full details there if you really want to know the story behind it.
Yeah, and I understand his viewpoint. He's saying, I put a lot of work into this and the affiliate thing isn't something that I thought about. Well, unfortunately, that's your due diligence that you've got to do to make sure that some of these things don't happen, so that's not the first thing that I notice when I hear about your plugin, right? So I guess better disclaimers probably in the onset would have alleviated that insight.
Yeah. Disclaimers. And that's it. That's it, folks. For all you developers out there that are listening, if you're doing things, just put the disclaimers in there and it's all good.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, do we have any WordPress news information this week?
Anything I think big? 4.5 is going to drop pretty soon. I've been playing around with the beta. I don't know if you have, but...
No, haven't touched the beta yet.
Number of new things. Anybody who heard me on WordPress Weekly this past week will understand that while While they are doing some improvements to the media library in 4.5, I don't think it's nearly enough. The thing that I brought up, John, and it's probably something you've dealt with as well, which is there's no way to tag media. There's no way to categorize media. There's no way to sort it into folders or things like that. And if you're dealing with one-off posts every single day, not a big deal. But if you're doing things like I do and putting in 6,000 people, mm-hmm. as far as images into the media library, and you'd love to just take those 6,000 images and categorize them into a different group so that it's not constantly trying to search through those names and those things when you're trying to find an image. Those are things that I'm actively going to be participating in the development of 4.6. So I'm definitely going to stay on the heels of those who are working on the next release to make sure that we can get something like that in as far as a feature request.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah, that has been a problem in the past. I've run into that, and I've used some plugins to help address those issues, but nowhere near enough.
No. So that's it. 4.5 is going to drop probably by the time we have our next episode next week. So we'll see. We'll see if they're going to, you know, do a couple more beta versions before it drops or how it works. But we've definitely got a new release to look forward to in the coming weeks.
All right. Well, I guess it's time we head off into the meat and potatoes, eh?
Oh, yeah. Let's roll.
Off we go. All right. The first plugin I've got here is called Zencache. I started out loading Zencache, but it's actually called Comet Cache now. And briefly, before I get into the plugin, I'm going to jump up on a bandwagon for a couple of minutes with this one because I really feel sorry for the guys over at Comet Cache because they had it called Zencache. It once was called Quick Cache. And they changed to Zencache, and then Zendesk decided to send them some nice threatening letters to force them to change their name.
Really?
Yeah, and because Zendesk seems to think they own the term Zen for anything in the software area, and they've not only done it to the guys here at Zencache or Comet Cache, they've done it to a couple others. And I put some stuff in the show notes here because it just annoys me to no end when companies think they own a generic name just because it's attached to another name and they're in the same stratosphere, and they're not even true competition. They're just in the same area, and it just annoys me. It's no end. And I'll get off the soapbox now and let you guys go read it. I've put the links in here in the articles, and it's quite the interesting story. But hey, the guys over at Comet Cache, I really feel for you on this one. So at any rate, Comet Cache, I'm not a big caching plugin person or caching person, and you will have heard that throughout the show over the years. I don't use cache very often, but when I do, I really want a cache plugin that will do the job with minimal amounts of overhead, with minimal amounts of problems, with minimal amounts of not clearing out correctly when updates and things like that are done. So I had to go into and do a cache on a website that was just not loading correctly, no matter what else we did. We needed to get it boosted up. So I decided, okay, let's dive into this one more time and see. And I came across Comet Cache and loaded it up. It turns out this is one fantastic freemium plugin. Now, the free version you can get from the WordPress repository is probably going to be more than adequate for most users out there. They offer up some premium pieces, which I'll be adding in soon because it won't be long before I purchase it for the premium stuff. But the free version works beautiful. It loads up beautiful. There's minimal amount for you to tweak and adjust. It does one thing I found very useful. If you're logged in as an administrator, it does not serve you cached pages. It only serves cached pages to those that are logged out or when you set a level of what to be logged in to where it doesn't serve cached pages. It worked very, very well. The website I was having problems with went from a 11-second load time to a 5-second load time, so it's just dramatic. It clears itself automatically when you update things. It works beautifully in the MU environment, and this is why I needed it. I was in the MU environment, and that was a real key feature, was that it would actually work in MU. all in all, this plugin was beautiful, set up, it performed very well, it seems to be working well. I've had it running for a good week or two now on the website with no problems. This one here, they just knocked it right out of the park. I had to give these guys a 5 dragon rating. Check it out, Comet Cache.
I have experienced a caching issue with one of my sites that I run for a client. And it's a multi-site, and it's hosted at WP Engine. And do you remember the advertising plugin that you were speaking so highly of, WP Ads Pro, I think it's called?
Yep.
I cannot get that to work because of caching issues, actually. Yep. So
we're running the caching plugin on WP Plugins A to Z now, and it's working beautifully with the ads plugin.
Yeah, I think it's just a WP Engine issue, but unfortunately, yeah, I can't get away from it, and so that's I'm desperate to find another advertising method based on that. So, caching is an important thing, but you know, obviously, you've got to remember those different caveats to things. So. I'm going to talk about a pretty cool lazy plugin. It's been a while since we've had some good lazy plugins on the show.
It's been a while since we've had those.
This one is very simple. It's called Advanced WordPress Reset, and it's a plugin that will actually reset your entire WordPress database right back to its first original state. So rather than having to delete an installation and go ahead and reinstall it if it's a stage or something like that, all you have to do is install and activate this plugin, and it actually does a complete refresh of your WordPress database so you can start your site from scratch, brand new, every single time, just with one click. Perfect setup for me in terms of stage sites and playing around with plugins and all that, so I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that can be handy for my my testing site. I have to go in there and wipe it clean every once in a while because I've added so much junk to it.
Or for clients that don't pay.
Hey, there's a good use for it, too. All right. The next one I've got here for you then. This plugin is for managing courses on your website. And this plugin here I came across while I was doing work for a client. They'd hired me to fix some broken stuff on their site, and part of it was this plugin. It's called Zippy Courses, and it's a premium plugin, and it's a course creation plugin that, on its face, it's pretty simple to use. But when things go wrong, it's kind of hard to diagnose and fix. I found it to be a pretty easy setup. It comes with its own theme for using it. You know, I like the way it adds courses, but I disliked how it gave you very little controls over the course restrictions, except for the basics. It's done partly through their website, and on yours, it's a little bit of a mix. While I was working with it, the client had had this installed for a while. It was running pretty decently. Then their site got hacked. It impacted the plugin, impacted other things. We had to put it all back together, and then we had problems with this course plugin not working with the downloads. And initially, I was going to give this a plugin a rating of, you know, 3 dragons or 2.5. I really wanted to give it. But I wanted to give them a chance to see how the company responded to their issues. So I had to go through my client and I talked to the support. Because of the support they give you for this plugin, which was fantastic, I raised their rating back up to a 4. Really decent support. The plugin works beautiful. A little bit of support for them. Everything was tweaked and working perfectly fine. All in all, not a bad plugin. Check it out. Zippy Courses, a decent plugin. I ended giving it a 4 dragon rating.
Okay. Well, John, one thing that I've found that's really been lacking in terms of WordPress is the ability to make a really nice pricing table. Those are those things, obviously, that we've seen that list kind of features and maybe 2 or 3 different options, sometimes 3. And people get to kind of pick and choose from each one. Well, this plugin is called Drag and Drop Pricing Tables Builder, and it does exactly that. It allows you to create on a drag and drop basis lists, panels, flyers, profile listings, all that kind of stuff. Really flexible interface. You can put stuff like icons, maps, images, text, all that kind of stuff in there, And it has 33 pre-made themes that you can choose, or you can create your own. It has a bunch of different hover effects. You can set them per price table individually. So it's very nice. It does things like enables you to, let's just say, if you were going to do different conferences and things, and they had different areas where you could put a map in the pricing table. Or say, John, if we had three or four people at a company and you wanted to pick the person that you wanted to be the consultant, you could actually put that person's image in the pricing table as well with links to their bio in it. A lot of cool stuff involved in this. It's probably one of the most intuitive pricing list builders that I've seen. And it did have kind of a quirky setup, and the pre-made themes did take a little bit of adjusting in terms of to get them to conform to my theme a little bit nicer, which took quite a deal of work to finally get them there, but they finally did. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Hey, I kind of like the idea of a good drag and drop price table builder, because starting to need those more and more these days.
Yeah, it's very handy. I would say out of all the pricing table builders, if you're looking for something that's above the status quo as far as just lines of text with little icons, this is definitely one you want to check out.
Excellent. Okay, the final plugin I've got here for you today is called 123 Contact Form. Now, this is a freemium plugin. It was sent in to us by Rami Katuna. And I had a nice conversation with her. They're over in India. It's a very decent contact form plugin. Well, it's sort of a plugin. It's technically a third-party system where you build your forms over on their website. And to display them in your WordPress website, you install a plugin. They give you a short code, and you insert the short code onto your site. So basically, the forms are maintained over at their website. They're a third-party service. It's an SaaS, and it helps you, or it's a laddered system where you get in for free, you get 5 forms and so many submissions, and then you got to pay the advances to get all the additional stuff. All in all, it's a pretty decent service if you want a simple way to use forms without buying Gravity Forms or keeping the forms on your own website. In comparison, their form building system was pretty good. It worked well. Not something I would use because I like to have all the stuff on my own website, but for someone who just wants an easy way to do it, you might check it out. It's a pretty decent system. Your basic account gets you 5 forms, 10 fields, 100 submissions a month. Premium accounts cost you more and you get more stuff. They do have some advanced integrations such as CSV, Excel, form validation, and other things. All in all, not a bad plugin or a system you can use. I give it a 3 dragon rating. Nice and average. So check it out, 123 Contact Form.
You have to be cautious, listeners, when you integrate things into your website that come from a third party. Because
yes,
if that domain goes down or has a hiccup or any of that, your form goes down as well, or at least the way that the results are probably parsed. So be careful with that. I can't remember what it was. It was a couple of years ago, whether MailChimp went down. If it was one of the mail services, I forgot. But I know that it ended up killing all of the links in every single email because it couldn't forward and resolve them correctly because of that third party.
That's the hazards of third party, yes.
Yeah. So you got to be very, very cautious in that. That's all I'm saying. I'm a Gravity Forms guy. I'm a big fan of Rocket Genius and everything that they're doing over there. So I stick with that.
I'm a Gravity Forms guy, but if someone sends us a plugin, I'll review it.
There you go. So I have a form plugin as well. This is called Autofill Infusionsoft Forms. And what this actually does, everybody knows I'm a big Infusionsoft guy, and it actually fills in basic content into the fields using Infusionsoft data. So if you're using Campaign Builder, legacy web forms, order forms, any of that, this actually takes our Infusionsoft data from a cookie and actually fills in, kind of pre-fills in some of the forms for them. Now, why would you want anything like this, John, to fill in names and stuff? Well, it actually presents, from a marketing perspective, a source of familiarity. So if if, John, you go to my website and it already knows it's you, there's some things already filled out, and all you have to do is just hit send, chances are pretty good you're going to hit send if you don't have to go through that, even though it's just saving you maybe 10 seconds worth of work. That helps. That definitely helps. And it definitely helps when you're trying to increase leads and get opt-ins and all of that kind of stuff. So if you've got somebody that you're willing to track from Infusionsoft and you want tracking codes, either site-wide or lead tracking, this will definitely fill in those placeholders in a form with the user's Infusionsoft data. And it's rare to get free Infusionsoft plugins in WordPress, so that's why this one particularly stood out. And I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's always helpful to have the stuff filled in automatically for you.
Yeah, and when, you know, Infusionsoft isn't cheap. It's I think the bottom end is like $350 a month or something if you want to get the sales components involved in it as well. So every little bit helps.
Absolutely. All right. Well, in this episode, I covered up Comet Cache, which I gave a 5.2, Zippy Courses, which I gave a 4.2, and 1-2-3 Contact Form, which I gave a 3.2.
And I spoke about Advanced WordPress Reset for kind of nuking your database back to square one. Gave that one a 5 out of 5. Drag and Drop Pricing Tables Builder. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And Autofill Infusionsoft Forms, rather. Gave that one a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. And a little bit of promotion here. As everyone's heard a few times now, I'm running a marathon, and since it's the only one I plan to run, I'm supporting a great organization that supports Canadian vets suffering from PTSD. The group is called Can Praxis, and they use horse therapy to help the vets learn to deal with emotions that come from PTSD. I'm raising money through Wounded Warriors Canada, who will send the money direct to Can Praxis. Go ahead and please support them by heading over to thefitu.ca/donate. And whatever you donate, whatever you can, if you're Canadian, you get yourself a tax receipt for the donation. If you're an American, hey, think about the bonus. You give $20. Currently, the rate of exchange, they get about $27. So, hey, that's a great bonus if you're donating via American funds. So check it out. It's a great cause, the Wounded Warriors Canada and Can Praxis.
Excellent. Well, John, I've got a bit of a marathon of my own, and that's actually creating my membershipcoach.com site. I want to make it a resource for everything, training, advice, support, how to develop and grow a profitable membership site. Because remember, most membership sites are either nonprofits that need to make money and raise money, or they are companies that need to generate revenue. And I will help you do all of those things. So head on over to membershipcoach.com. Get on the waiting list for the first sessions that are going to be launching soon. It's pretty cheap, actually, in the onset. You can do it for as little as, you know, about $300 a year in terms of the membership for this thing. Also, remember, you can follow that at Membership Coach on Twitter. So follow me, sign up for the list. The list has been growing every single day. I'm really getting a thrill out of talking back and forth with some of the people that are on the list in the onset. And that's really what I've been doing, is trying to keep it real and tell people how it is and actually address some of these people's problems before I'm even launching the site. So get on board, go to membershipcoach.com.
All right, and the usual reminders, if you got a few minutes, please stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or give us a review on their website.
That's right. Those iTunes reviews totally help us. Remember, leave a link in your review, and we will not only read it on the show, but we will include it in our show notes. So how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.